I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football playoff title game is tomorrow night in Santa Clara. We'll talk about that, some of these head coaching changes, and a whole lot more. Dennis Dodd, at Dennis Dodd CBS on Twitter. Dennis Dodd joining me on the program right now. Dennis, Happy New Year. How are you?
John, same to you. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. Dennis, before we get into the game tomorrow, I'm looking at a piece that you just put up about 3 hours ago that's really interesting. About the college football playoff itself. And the headline is Big Ten advocated for a review of the college football playoff protocol as early as a year ago. So give us the kind of the net on this. When you say that the Big Ten advocated for a review of the college football playoff protocol, this doesn't sound like it's necessarily the Big Ten pining for a bigger playoff, but just that the playoff be looked at in a way that they feel is more fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an advocation for expansion at all. In fact, the Big Ten is against that as a philosophically. And this just dovetails off, I guess, the last month, a lot of speculation about expanding the bracket. All the commissioners are going to meet tomorrow here in San Jose, and that's not going to be, it may be an agenda item, but they're not going to act on it. More to Jim Delaney's, I guess, opinion or urging that they look into again the protocol. So it's four bullet points. You can look it up on the internet. Of how teams are supposed to be evaluated, head-to-head championships won, stuff like that. And I'll look up the other two, but this all goes back to the Big Ten champion being left out the last 3 years, and Jim Delaney wanting to know, should there be more weight given to conference champions? I don't know how there can, because in this case, if you did that this year, Ohio State would be in, and unbeaten Notre Dame would be out. So it's really kind of a catch-22 thing. Look, he is asking for a review of a protocol that he and the other 10 FBS commissioners wrote and oversaw. So I don't, you know, it's not like they're basically checking their own work.
Right. This is like in the NFL when people appeal suspensions and they appeal to Roger Goodell, who gave the suspension down in the first place. You're right. They're checking their own work. How big a sticking point, Dennis, is it with these the conference commissioners and the powers that be? The schedule, you know, that in the SEC and the ACC, there's only 8 conference games, whereas in the other Power 5 conferences, they play 9 conference games. How big a sticking point is that, and is there any way to get around that?
I think it bothers a lot of people, but it's absolutely not going to change either. You have to understand these are 10 little fiefdoms, these FBS conferences, especially the Power Five. They all do things a different way. They definitely don't want to be told to do it the same way, because the scheduling philosophy in the ACC is different than the one in the Big Ten, which is different than the one in the SEC. So, you know, they can complain about it all they want, but why in heaven's name would the SEC had a conference game when they've won 8 or 9 of the last 12 national championships? That would only put their teams more at risk to lose a game and be dropped out of playoff consideration. Just for one example, it takes, I think, about 6 years for an SEC team to play all the teams in its league, 14-team league. In the Big Ten, in the Big 12, they do that every year. Mm-hmm. So you can see the problems here and the inequities. But I don't think it's solvable by this. This thing is probably going to go through the last 7 years of the contract with 4 teams, and they'll try to tweak it in the middle of this thing like they're trying to do now.
Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, joining me talking college football. Dennis, you mentioned Notre Dame, and they of course made the playoff this year, undefeated regular season. They're not in a conference. They don't play in a conference title game. Any talk about a conference title and being part of the protocol Notre Dame's on sort of a different island than everybody else. What's your sense on Notre Dame? Like, how much resentment is there maybe over the fact they don't play in a conference, play in a conference title game? And does that status for them, especially in light of how poorly they've played when they've been on big stages like they did a week or so ago, are they in any jeopardy here of their independent status hurting them at all?
No. Once again, the people that wrote these rules and this protocol wrote it with Notre Dame in mind. Mm-hmm. They welcome Notre Dame in. You can't have a legitimate playoff without Notre Dame. Now, you know, you can talk about them joining a conference. I see these references on Twitter to making them join a conference. What, bust into the room and put a gun to their head? No, it's not going to happen. If you're going to have this playoff, you're going to have Notre Dame as a part of it, for better or worse. Will they join a conference? Maybe someday, but I think the deal with NBC goes through 2035 or something like that, and they're buying those games. They're not buying ACC games. They're buying Notre Dame's schedule and brand. So, no, it's just it wasn't an issue until this year when they didn't have that 13th data point, obviously. The downside for Notre Dame is they basically, without that 13th data point or conference championship game, they basically have to win every game to be in the playoff. Lose and you're out. We saw that late in the season. You know, had they lost to USC, they probably would have been out of the top four. So there's a little bit of, in fact, there's a lot of risk on their end too.
No doubt. Before we get into the college football playoff title game, what did you think of the Dana Holgorsen hire at U of H?
Thought it was good. I guess Houston is trying to hold on to these vestiges or trying to stay in some sort of discussion for joining a Power Five conference, but it's not going to happen. They've got a sugar daddy named Tillman Fertitta, who owns the Landry's Restaurant Group, who throws good money after bad, to his credit, trying to keep his alma mater relevant. You know, Dana Holgorsen's getting paid $3.7 million. Getting out of town ahead of the posse at West Virginia, I've got one question. Would he have taken 2.7? I think he would have. But that's the way they roll right now at Houston. Dana's a good coach. He'll be very offensive, entertaining to watch. But Houston isn't going anywhere to a major conference anytime soon.
Dennis Dodd joining me on the program. All right, Dennis, college football playoff title game. Before we get into the matchup and who you think's going to win this thing, the ticket prices have been a big story for this thing. I'm assuming, are you in Santa Clara right now? Are you in California right now for the game?
Well, I'm in San Jose, about 4 miles away from the stadium.
Okay, but you're covering the game out there, obviously.
Yeah.
So, is the buzz locally out there? Does that mirror what we're hearing about ticket prices just plummeting through the floor on this thing?
Yeah, it just doesn't fit. I'm looking out my window at a big, green space in the middle of downtown San Jose, and it was supposed to be a big, you know, fan fest, and it's raining, and there's nobody there. There's no buzz about the game. There's a party tonight, but it just hasn't grasped the area. You know, it's such a disjointed area. San Francisco is about 45 miles north. In between, you've got Santa Clara. If anything, this region likes pro football. California, at least in Northern California, has never taken to college football. But look, they bid on whoever runs, you know, that tourism board or convention bureau bid on the game, and they won the bid. It's not their fault that two teams from the Southeast are coming here, and that's part of the reason why the tickets are so depressed.
What do you think about the matchup in this game? Obviously, Clemson and Alabama, they've met four times. This will be the fourth time in a row now that they've met. The first time that we've seen Trevor Lawrence go against this Alabama defense. What do you think the key matchups are in this game?
Oh, gosh, I've been talking about it for days. I think there are several. I think Alabama's going to slow down Travis Etienne and try to put it on Trevor Lawrence's shoulders. I guess we'll see if he becomes, you know, the second quarterback, freshman quarterback ever to start and finish a game for a national champion. It hasn't been done since 1985, but I think they feel pretty good about trying to do that. Alabama's secondary is underrated. They were number three in passes defended this year at 85. I think a key stat is Clemson is tied for fourth in the country of long gains via pass of 40 yards or more. They have 11. Trevor Lawrence, we saw him go over the top against Notre Dame last week. But Alabama's surprisingly good against that. They've only allowed, I think, six gains of 40 yards through the air. That hasn't been the discussion about Alabama at all this year. It's been maybe the best quarterback they've had, the best set of receivers they've had, and probably the best offense they've had. Nick Saban changing philosophies in midstream to accommodate to it and get and go whole hog into RPOs. I compare it to Tiger Woods tearing down and abandoning his swing at the top of the game earlier in the century and retooling himself. It's exactly what he's done. So I think that's one of the matchups. Clemson's defensive line, they talked about putting Tua in a phone booth. It's going to have to be a really small phone booth because the kid has more mobility than maybe anybody I've ever seen. That includes Cam Newton and Kyler Murray. They'll be great, but I think they'll run more to establish a run against that defense because it helps them if he's not dropping back as much. I put the under. I'm throwing for 300 yards at under because I think they'll make him more of a running quarterback against that defense to pick up hidden yards.
Interesting. Dennis Dodd throwing out the prop bet there. I like that. Do you have a prediction on the game, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I think Alabama will win. It's 5.5 points, but I do like Clemson with the points. I think these teams are very evenly matched. They'll go down late in the fourth quarter, maybe a field goal game, which would be really interesting because neither of these teams are very good at kicking field goals. That could be weird.
That's a great point. Yeah, on the heels of an NFC wild card game where we just saw a ball hit the upright in the crossbar, that would be something else, the national championship game coming down to it. Dennis Dodd, at Dennis Dodd CBS. Give him a follow on Twitter, especially with the national championship game coming up tomorrow. Dennis, really appreciate you making time, man. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Hope to do it again with you.
All right, same to you, Sean. Thanks.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.